Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Happy Monday, everyone. It feels like a while since I've said that, but it was literally, I just hadn't posted one last week. So it's only been 2 weeks, okay? But it feels like forever. And I feel like I missed you guys. And I feel like, do I say this a lot? If I was to say, like, this episode is really necessary. I need, like, a catch-up with you guys, I feel like. I want to do one of my, like, self-therapy unwind, unload sessions. It feels very much needed. And I've actually been feeling like it's helping me a lot, like just unloading all of my feelings onto like a podcast, because then I feel like I don't necessarily have to, does it sound bad to say, like, therefore I don't have to discuss things with like other people? Sometimes it's good to deal with things like on your own, and it doesn't actually require other opinions and stuff like that. And it's really helping me just understand myself a bit more. Is that really random? I mean that in like the best possible way. There's obviously things that I absolutely love gossiping and discussing and wanting my friends, families, whoever's like opinions on. But some things I can actually figure out myself, and I low-key figure them out myself by just talking to myself. And what better way to talk to myself than on a podcast? And it's not just to myself, it is to you guys as well. So it doesn't necessarily feel like I'm just talking to a brick wall. Anyway, rambling. The whole point of this episode is a catch up. I just feel like we missed last week. It's overdue. I should tell you why. And I just want to sit down. I gave you guys the opportunity to actually just ask me some questions about me and like, what is it that you want to know I'm up to at the moment, or just like anything. I feel like I ask you guys to send in questions all the time, but they're always about different things and different topics and different subjects. But I haven't done like a catch up in what feels like forever. It feels overdue. So what better way to start the week than me just unloading my life on you? Okay, hope you're ready.
Questions is normal, it's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
So last week, obviously, I hadn't posted an episode, and it was just because I ran out of time last week. I literally didn't have a moment, and I was actually preparing for an audition that I had on the Monday as well, which was low-key podcast related. I didn't get the audition, which is fine. It's not for like TV or anything like that. Like I said, it was actually kind of podcast related. And I feel like with jobs like that, everything happens for a reason. A little bit disappointing, but we move on. It's all good. I feel like when you don't get something, it can be super disheartening sometimes. But I feel like if you know that you did your best, there literally wasn't anything more that you can do, that you could have done even. It's kind of hard to be disappointed. It's not really a reflection on you. And then you've just got to think, well, you know, if they've gone with someone else and I know I did a really good job and it was the best that I could have done, then it's fair play. What happens, happens. Wait, that's not the saying. Everything happens for a reason. It's all good. It's all positive vibes. So I'm excited to see who actually they went for and like when it comes out. I feel like I obviously can't say like too much. I'm just nosy and I'm intrigued, and I know I did a really good audition. So I'm excited to see who they actually went for. I feel like I have an inkling. So I wonder if it's true. So that was what I did last week. And it's been a fairly busy week this week as well. I feel like there's lots of events happening these days. They're like coming back into swing now. COVID's pretty much been and done for a long time. Obviously, brand events just like weren't happening because we couldn't even like hang out in groups. So they kind of just like fizzled out and lost their spark, but they're making its comeback. And I'm so excited about that because it gets me out of the house. It gets me socializing with other people, sometimes meeting new people as well, which I love to do and really enjoy. So I had a few of those this week. I literally was at Lizzo on Saturday, which was so much fun. Lizzo is one of those artists where I don't like necessarily actively listen to her. But you know a Lizzo song when it comes on, and she just has so many bangers that I completely forgot about. And the vibe was just so electric, so fun. I literally had the best time. And we went to Kitten, which is a restaurant in Deansgate. If you guys are looking for places to eat, that's a really good one that I don't really see a lot of people talk about. The aesthetic in there is stunning. It's just like so warm, like all the colors in there are so warm, and it's very like art deco, modern, but yeah, like it's so nice in there, like to get content as well. So nice. I feel like I'm making more of a conscious effort to like let you guys know the places that I go, because I get so many questions about it, like places to go in Manchester. It's an Asian restaurant, so loads of really delicious like meats, fish, sushi, obviously. Really, really great. So that's always one that I forget is there. It's in Deansgate Square. And it's so, so nice. And today, woke up fairly hungover. And I say fairly hungover, extremely hungover. With anxiety of the night before, like, can't remember getting home. This is a common theme for me, and I'm starting to get concerned. Like, I think it's the tequila. I was literally talking to my friend earlier about this, being like, ever since I realized I like tequila, and therefore have been drinking it, shotting it, you know, incorporating it in my life, my memory is terrible. So maybe I need to quit while I'm ahead before it becomes an issue. So therefore, the hangover cure today was a big fat fucking roast dinner. And it slapped. And I've realized I can't cook a beef joint for shit. Every time I do it, it's actually becoming a running joke now. Every time I try and cook one, I overdo it, and I don't know why. Today, I literally put it in the oven 10 minutes less than it said and, like, let it rest, and it was still overdone. Like, I don't know where I'm going wrong. And, like, it's just so funny to sit around and, like, me and my friends just, like, chewing on this meat. Like, ugh. I was like, guys, it's happened again. I'm never doing this again. I don't know why I bother, but they're good sports, and they eat it anyway. But that was my really fun weekend. Like, I really feel like that was a good weekend. Like, I had some really fun and exciting plans, and that doesn't always happen for me. Most weekends I do be staying in on my own with Stevie. Oh my god, speaking of which, guys, it is Stevie's birthday when you're listening to this. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 14th of March, is Stevie's first birthday. I'm going to be posting on my Instagram stories, so you need to see it. Make sure you're following me at Rach Leary. Like, I got him a little hat and a bib, and obviously my friends Jack and Connor, they have Stevie's brother, and he's called Griffin, and they came around to have a roast with me, but like also so we could have a little like first birthday party for the boys. And I made them cupcakes, like cat cupcakes, literally out of their cat food, a bit of plain flour, egg whites, and a little bit of cheese in it, and then I baked them in the oven, and then I put their Licky Licks like treats on top as like icing, and then a little Dreamies cracker on the top as like a little garnish. They loved them, and I got the recipe just on Google. I typed in cakes for cats, and this one came up, and the reviews were really good. It seemed like not suspicious, in the sense of obviously there's certain things that cats can't eat, and that just seemed like you couldn't go wrong with that. I didn't actually know that cats could eat cheese, obviously not like blocks of it, but just like a small amount, and they really love it. So if anyone wants any inspo of what to like to make their cat anything for their birthday, kitty cupcakes, they were a winner. They literally gobbled them up. Also, I'm really laughing because there's a little bit of drama in my life at the moment, in the sense of, no, I don't have a boyfriend, and no, I'm not seeing anyone, but like there is just someone in my life that's a bit of a question mark. And I did some like serious detective work over the weekend. Well, it wasn't serious. It was actually really easy. Like, I don't know if this person just thinks I'm stupid or what, but it was really easy to figure out. And you know, when you just find out that someone's like lied to you, and it's like, it's not like the best thing ever. That's such a funny thing to say. But do you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you just have that knowledge about something and like you've caught someone out in a lie, like I'm in that at the moment. And it's actually like funny. Like, you have to laugh. And I don't really even care, like, in the sense of, like I said, it's not a boyfriend or, like, anything like that. It's just funny. Like, why do people do that? Like, some people can just... Do you know what's so annoying? It's pointless lies. Like, they're just so weird. Like, why bother? Like, what was the point? Although some people find it quite funny, and I am having to, like, laugh at this. But, yeah, my life's normally quite boring, so this is, like, a tiny bit of excitement and, like, drama in it at the moment. So I'm kind of living, like, it's just, like, something to talk about. Whenever I see my friends, they're like, what's the update on this? And I'm like, oh, the plot thickens. I'm trying to think if that was everything I needed to catch you up on before I answer your guys' questions. I feel like that's everything. Like I said, my memory is terrible. I suddenly can't think of anything else really going on in my life. I feel like that's about it. Maybe your questions will give me some inspo. Normally I'm quite pick and choosy with questions, but I feel like today I'm literally going to answer like everyone's question. I'm going to try, because there are a lot, but I'm just going to try and get through them. Some of them are the same, so I won't repeat myself, but I just thought, let's get some variety, because whenever I put a questions box up, some people ask like questions just like, how are you? Like, what's going on in your life? And then some people are like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And then some people are like, have you ever cut off a toxic friend? If so, give me advice. Or what's your favorite fruit? You know, they're very like opposite ends of the spectrum, and just some are personal, some are not so much. So I just thought, fuck it, let's answer every question, shall we? So first question someone said is, what do you use to take or edit your photos? This is a good one, because I feel like I've really found some good apps recently. So guys, take notes. And also, I recently purchased a flash that is meant for like a DSLR camera, but they're Bluetooth, and you can like kind of sync it with your phone and take really high quality pictures on your phone with the flash. And it's basically like having a digital camera. So good. And I recently have seen Lydia a lot, Lydia Bayliss, and she takes pictures on her Canon G7X, and I'm really thinking like I'm gonna need to purchase that camera, because the pictures are amazing. But yeah, I recently bought this external flash, which has absolutely changed my life. But in terms of apps to edit, I absolutely love the Tezzer app. They've got some really good filters, and also this one called Lit, L-I-I-T. They've got some really amazing filters as well that give that kind of like digital camera, film camera vibe. Love them. And the day that this podcast goes up, I'm doing something really random. I'm renting a studio in Manchester to shoot some content in, literally just like on my own. I'm going to be self-timering it like for half a day, just to have like a different backdrop and some better lighting and stuff like that. And you guys know I've been really into my outfit reels on Instagram, and you guys seem to be really loving them. So I just thought, fuck it, let's rent a studio for the day and shoot my own content there. Different background, make it look super profesh. So I'm excited. Yeah, so if you're listening to this literally on Monday, hopefully I'm having a good time. Somebody said, are you going to the new Sephora in London? I have only just seen that there's a Sephora there, and I saw the opening day queue, and fucking hell, I'm not going there anytime soon if that's the queue. Like, I need to wait till it dies down a bit to go. But I mean, I knew we had the Sephora UK website, and that was kind of good enough for me. So it's not like I haven't shopped on Sephora since like being somewhere that has a Sephora. Like, we do have a UK website, and I have shopped on there quite a few times. But I suppose it's always different in person, isn't it? You can swatch things and just have a bit more of a experience, I guess. But while it's still being hyped about, I'm absolutely not going. Like, there's nothing I hate more than like crowded shopping. I feel like it just ruins the vibe. So the next question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? I kind of hate this question. I feel like it puts like pressure on myself, but it's always good to have like goals and aspirations, right? I really hope in 5 years' time, guys, in 5 years' time, I'm going to be fucking 31. That is pretty foul and disgusting. And I don't even want to think about it. This is why I don't like these kind of questions. But I hope I will have finally maybe met someone and maybe living together. And I kind of want to be more established in the presenter world. I feel like they're like good, not too pressurizing goals and good aspirations, I guess. I tend to not really like think about those questions too much because more so the age thing just freaks me the fuck out. Somebody said, have you ever cut out a toxic friend / any advice? I have one. She's in my friend group, but she's awful. A couple, to be fair. And I feel like at the time it feels so daunting and you just think like, I'm not going to be able to do this. More so because maybe especially if you live like in a smaller town as well and if you're in the same friendship group, like it does feel difficult and you just think, how on earth am I possibly going to be able to like fully cut this person out? But you would be surprised. If you really want to cut someone out, you can cut them out. Like, that. Yes, things are obviously going to change. Like, especially for your friendship group, they're obviously going to have to do, like, separate plans with you and somebody else. But if they're your friends and they, you know, respect you, they should hopefully respect your choice to want to cut them out and, like, you know, not make things difficult for you. But if they do, then, you know, you might also realize maybe those people also aren't necessarily your friends if you like you're seeing that this girl is toxic, but they're still sticking by her and siding with her. And, you know, you just naturally drift from them. You'd be surprised how much that is also a blessing in disguise as well. So I don't necessarily have any advice except like if you've obviously got it in your gut that this person is a toxic friend and you just would be better off without them, then I just say just do it and then you will just naturally make it work. So don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Somebody said, what does your ideal self-care evening look like? Oh, I feel like it's just no makeup on, or actually doing my makeup. I'm not joking. Making myself look good makes me feel good. And I feel like that is definitely a form of self-care. But if we're talking just like a relaxing one, it's got to be the classics. Skincare, glass of red wine, something good on the telly, snuggling on the sofa with Steve. Why did that come out really weird? Snuggling on the sofa with Steve. Tongue twister. In something cozy, having something delicious to eat, maybe a bath. You know, all of those good vibes, light some candles. I also really like to clean. Like if I want to really just like feel content, like I love just making the space that I'm in really clean and it look good as well. And then I just really feel like I can get into like my ultimate relaxation mode. Somebody said favorite beauty products at the moment. I'm really into my makeup at the moment. I feel like I've been loving filming the Get Ready With Me's on YouTube and just really falling back in love with makeup. I know it's kind of like the same makeup look that I do, but in terms of like experimenting with products and really just like elevating my makeup, I've just been loving it. And one thing that I'm a bit late to, I think, but I'm just seeing makes such a difference in like photos, like with my makeup, is using the Made by Mitchell blush lights in Champagne Spray and Pink Lynx, is it? It's like the pinky one, or like Candy Trip. I think it's called Candy Trip, the light pink one. Mixing those together and applying with a damp sponge, like on top of my makeup, when I've like sprayed my face with the Beauty Crop,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sherry Setting Mist, which is a makeup product I'm literally obsessed with as well. While my face is like a bit damp and is drying, I then go in with this cream highlighter combo with the sponge. And I'm pretty sure they did a bundle on TikTok together, literally of that. And it was called the Glass Skin Bundle. And it's literally because that's what it makes my skin look like. Honestly, just looks so good in pictures, in person. Like I really have been getting so many compliments on my makeup recently. And I feel like it's because of literally that spray. I've put so many people onto that Beauty Crop spray and doing that Glass Skin cream highlighter combo. Ugh, chef's kiss. Somebody said your opinions on drama in regards to anything recent. You need to listen to my most recent podcast episode because I'm pretty sure it was one big episode of drama gossip because I needed to vent to someone because I feel like it's so pointless and I know it's pointless, but like, why am I so invested? It's probably because I'm on my phone all the time and I can't escape it. But I feel like we spoke about like the Hailey and Selena thing. And then literally a week later, if you guys watch Vanderpump Rules, fucking heck, a new scandal. And it was actually like the scandal of all scandals, the Scandoval from Tom Sandoval. Like, it's crazy. I'm not even going to get too much into it, but it is low-key making me want to rewatch Vanderpump Rules. I hadn't watched it in ages. I used to watch it when I like first discovered it and there were like all of these seasons to binge. And then when I finally reached the end, the new season wasn't coming out for like months. So I just kind of forgot and like low-key lost a bit of interest. But now I'm thinking maybe I need to watch the most recent stuff and then watch how this all unravels, because now that we know what we know, I feel like it's just going to look 10 times shadier. And if you don't know, we clearly have different For You pages and mine's literally just filled with it. But just type in Tom Sandoval and Raquel, which apparently her name's actually Rachel, like her birth name. And I'm seeing so many people in the comments being like, of course her name's Rachel. And I'm like, damn it, this stupid stigma behind the name Rachel. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot. I feel like that's where it came from. Right. Somebody said, body image talk, please. Struggling as being a curvy girl and accepting it. Oh my God, I feel like I do always get a lot of questions regarding this. And I feel like I just give the same advice. So I feel really bad, but I don't know what else to say. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, if you don't like being, it depends, like, do you want to accept it or not? If you're thinking, like, I want to change this about myself, then the advice I can give is just like, know that that's something that you want to do. You really want this. So hopefully to like find the motivation if it's something that you really, really want. But if you're just like, I kind of like don't really understand the question. Struggling being a curvy girl and accepting it. I mean, yeah, like that's like I almost like don't know how to answer that because all I can say is it's just that it's who you are. And if you're not planning on making any changes, like, good for you. I feel like, I know it's so much easier said than done to like love the skin that you're in, but I don't know. I think allowing your body shape to define you is never a good thing. Like, bodies can change all the time. What's like the fact that like body types are even like things that are like in fashion and stuff, like that just kind of makes me feel uncomfortable anyways. But this is what I'm saying, like the trends change. Our bodies are not trends. Like, you have so much more to you than just your body that's more interesting. Like, your body is literally just a shell and it shouldn't define you. Please don't let it define you. You know, if you're like an incredible person, like on the inside, funny, caring, a really great, you know, daughter or sister and just person and friend and, you know, all of those qualities, they're so much more attractive and so much more, like, they have so much more longevity to them. And they're what matter at the end of the day, like, not your body. It doesn't matter what size you are. Just, you know, you've got one life. Don't waste it just wishing that you had a different body. Or if that is what you're doing, then I don't know. My advice is just, like, then do something about it. You know, start slow. It doesn't have to be signing up for, like, a 3-month gym membership, going to gym classes, like, 7 times a week. Like, you know, just start going for walks. Find a podcast that you really love. I heard Rated R is really good. And if you're listening, then hopefully you'll pick this one. Go for a walk. Even if it's just a walk to a coffee shop or, like, something, like, get the steps in. You underestimate the power of, like, low impact cardio. Maybe go swimming once a week, like, a new activity. Like, that's fun, but it gets your cardio in, and, like, just stick at it. I feel like you won't see results for anything unless you just keep going with something. So just keep going. And then as you get used to it and, like, you work on your stamina a bit with the walking, like, maybe take it to the treadmill, do a high incline walk, still kind of, like, low impact, but a bit more, you know, intense. And just work from there. Do whatever you're comfortable with. Don't make yourself do anything, like, and really listen to your body. But, you know, if you want to see a change, you got to make a change. I weirdly, like, get this question a lot. And it's about drugs, saying, like, how do I feel about weed/drugs in general? And I actually don't even know if I've ever really answered a question like that, like, on any platform. How do I feel about weed and drugs in general? I mean, whenever I hear about death by drugs, it makes me so sad, especially, like, in the rave scene. I just think it's just, like, life's just cut, like, too short. But have I ever done drugs? Yeah. I mean, I feel like when you're in your teens and, like, going out a lot more, like, it's, I mean, maybe it depends, like, where you are, who you hang out with and stuff. But I feel like it, you don't realize how present it is until you're, like, in those places, and, like, old enough to be in those places, and you're like, oh my fucking God. Like, I feel like I've seen so many memes being like, the older you get, the more you realize that, like, cheese is really expensive and everyone's on cocaine. Like, it's actually crazy. But how do I feel about weed? I love a bit of weed every now and again. I feel like it's one of those ones that's, like, in moderation, as long as it's not, like, affecting your life and, like, stopping you from doing things. Like, I know sometimes if you smoke weed, like, you can just be a bum all day and just, like, sit and, like, do nothing. And I actually, like, the one thing I, like, don't like about weed is I literally will eat everything in sight. And as you guys know, like, I'm just trying to be a bit more, like, conscious of what I'm eating and on my, like, healthy journey vibes, you know, just being a bit more mindful. So therefore, smoking weed's, like, not really, like, on my radar, because I know me and I will literally create snacks out of nothing, like, because I just want to, like, eat. I feel like it's low-key, like, a binge eat, but everything, it just tastes, like, so much better, but it's not. And I always wake up thinking, like, wow, did I really eat, like, 3 packets of crisps, a bowl of yogurt with, like, chocolate chips and granola in it, 2 bits of toast, and, like, 7 cups of tea? Like, did I really do that? Yeah, I did. Was it worth it? Not really. So, yeah, trying to avoid that. And drugs in general, I mean, I'm not, like, necessarily, like, judging anyone that does them. I mean, I've had my time of, like, doing that kind of stuff, and I just remember, like, always, like, looking in the mirror and being like, I look, like, not present right now. Like, my face just looked weird. Like, obviously it affects the way that you look when you, like, do things like that, because, like, your eyes just go a bit, like, I think maybe it's because I've got light colored eyes as well. I was just, like, looking in the mirror being like, I look so fucking ugly right now. And therefore, like, I'm just, like, looking like this, like, in front of people, like, yeah, like, it's not a good look. And also, I'm just, like, such a control freak. Like, just in my life, I need control over, like, everything. And obviously, when you're on drugs and probably, like, drinking, I say on drugs, but, like, you know what I mean, like, done a few keys here and there, whatever, you just start to lose control, like, of what you're saying, what you're doing, and just waking up thinking, like, what the fuck was I saying last night is one of my worst things. And I do say that about drinking as well. I was saying to my friend earlier, there will, like, I feel like it's coming, like, something's gonna happen, and I don't want it to get to that point where I'm just, like, I'm not drinking anymore. Like, I just, it's not worth it. It's not waking up with anxiety and, like, stress and... yeah, and I never even remember the last, like, hour of my night, so it's like, what was the point? I'm just not even making memories. I'm, like, just not even remembering things, you know? So I feel like the, like, drugs and, like, going out and maybe, like, going to the toilet and whatever, like, that's kind of in my past. Don't really do that, like, anymore. I had one of those, like, light bulb moments, you know, when you're just like, what are you doing? So, yeah, I like, obviously, I feel like try everything once. Like, I've definitely been at, like, raves and festivals and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's just not really my vibe. I definitely prefer to drink. But, like, at this point, I'm low-key going off drinking. But I was never, like, addicted. Sorry, I hope by anything that I've just said, that doesn't imply, like, I was out every weekend, like, off my tits. Like, that's that's not the case at all. But don't judge anyone that does that. Be young. And feral, everyone goes through, like, a phase, I think. But I also think, like, it can only take one time to do something, and that could be, like, the last time. So, not advising, but I just obviously was young and dumb once upon a time, so I can't really say shit, can I? But one thing I would never take a pill, though, because I think that's what causes a lot of just, like, sudden deaths. It's, like, the pills that are, like, you don't necessarily know what's in them. And pure ecstasy can literally kill you, like, on the spot. It's insane. So I've never done one of them. Would never do it. Please don't ever do that. And the conclusion from that question is just be responsible, okay? Love you. Moving on. Somebody said, any holiday plans this summer? Yes, I've literally just booked a holiday to go to Crete with my friend. And also think I'm going to Ibiza literally the week before with a brand, which is so exciting. And now I've got two holidays booked. It's making me want to work a little bit harder and just be a bit more conscious with things. Although I have had so many questions about the weight loss journey. How's it going? And oh, somebody said 100% can tell that you're losing weight. You look fab, which, thank you. I feel like I've not been taking notes on the scales, and I have also just been, like, basing it off of what I look like, but I'm really seeing results, and I think it's from the exercise class that I do, because it's just, yeah, 45 minutes, and I do them, like, two or three times a week, and it's really just that, like, intense kind of HIIT cardio vibes, but I'm learning to really love it. I've just noticed such an improvement in my stamina as well, which is something that I've really wanted to work on. So yeah, I feel like I'm just gonna, like, keep it up, and we shall see. I'm obviously nowhere near, like, what, I mean, I didn't really set, like, massive goals, but I have just, like, noticed, like, yeah, like, seeing a little bit more, like, definition in my, like, décolletage area, feel like my legs feel a lot more toned. So yeah, I feel like it's going well. I've just found a routine that I'm really enjoying, and I think that's literally the key to it. Finding something that you enjoy, that you're, like, willing to keep up, and yeah, you'll just fall into a routine and progressively see results, I guess. Somebody said, dating life update. Nothing to update you on, guys, honestly, like, nothing to say. But I am slowly but surely, like, getting back into my Hinge era. I feel like I just ignored the app for so long because I just couldn't be bothered, but I feel like I've got to put the work in. So where do I think I'm going to be able to do that? Back on Hinge, I suppose. So she do be back on Hinge. I'll keep you guys posted, but thus far, no updates. Somebody said, but what are my dating non-negotiables? Ooh, as in, like, something that my partner, like, needs to have. I feel like they've just got to be emotionally intelligent, polite, and funny. I think they're kind of, like, non-negotiables. Other ones, I feel like I could probably negotiate a few things on, but, like, those three I think are, like,
top for me. Somebody said, when are you getting your hair done? I'm excited to see what I get. Oh my God, don't talk to me about the hair gate. Honestly, it's been such a stress. I'm actually going to the hairdresser tomorrow, as in Tuesday, but it's not going to change. Like, I thought it was going to change, but the different hair like hasn't arrived and I physically like cannot wait any longer, like with my current roots and stuff. So I think I'm going to have one more round of red and then we're going to have a bit of a change in like a few weeks time when the new hair comes in, which I feel like is probably a blessing in disguise, and it'll be sort of more like a spring transformation, and I'll just keep the red while it's still a little bit like cooler. We are getting warmer though, but why the fuck was it snowing the other day? Like, we are in spring now. Okay, the sun's coming out. I can hear the bottles of Aperol Spritz slowly opening, and the pub gardens are opening. The sun's coming. Like, guys, it's on the fucking horizon. Okay, we're not far from April, and then it's May, and then it's June. It's actually quite scary how time feels like it's going so quickly at the moment. Like, it's insane. But, sunnier days are pending, which means new hair's pending, finally. And I'm scrolling up, and a lot of the questions are, like, pretty samey. Just, how am I? How's life? Dating life? The weight loss, like, journey? And then a few random ones, which I feel like I answered, and I feel like I've covered most things. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this catch-up. I feel like it was absolutely necessary. And I just needed to unload and vent about a few things and chat about a few things. The day that this goes up, obviously, is Monday the 13th. Guys, it's the Last of Us finale tonight. And it's the Love Island final tonight. I can't believe I forgot to mention that at the beginning. Like, my night is absolutely sorted. But I hope you guys started the day in the best way, listening to this podcast. Feel free to shout me some suggestions on guests. I feel like I always want suggestions, and I have been meaning to like get more guests. We're sort of in the process of sorting out maybe like a studio vibe so I can actually get people in person, which I think would be super fun. I also might have the opportunity to speak to a gynecologist. I know, really random, but I thought that could be a fun episode. So yeah, let me know if you guys would want to hear that and the sorts of questions, if that's kind of something that you would want, like a professional doctor. I feel like that kind of might open a can of worms in the sense of people just might send in so many kind of like questions and almost want like a free doctor's appointment. But I mean, if I can help, I can help. So let me know if you think that would be a good episode, because I can absolutely make that happen. Or any other guests, podcast suggestions, you name it, send it in at the Rated R Podcast on Instagram. I love you guys. Have the best week. I've missed you. And if there's any more drama this week, I'll be sure to let you guys know. See you next Monday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.